Welcome inside the studio. Dave Spadaro joined by Eagles punter Donnie Jones. And there is no way that I think any player can go into a bye week with more momentum than you. What have you done for me lately, Donnie? Well, you've got a pretty good answer. 70 yards. Out at the four-yard line. Big moment. Big kick. What was it like?
It was definitely, anytime you're in those situations, it's a pressure-packed situation. So you really have to try and calm yourself. So I know there was a lot of thoughts going through my mind when they challenged the play, and then when John came over and told me, hey, get ready, I think it's going to be overturned. And you try to look at it as any other play, any other punt. And I know it's hard to do, but start thinking about all these other things, and you lose focus of course, the task at hand. So, all the work we put in, or I've put in over the years, and, at practice, FIP does a great job of working on situational stuff. And all last week we worked a left punt. And I told him, I said, Brandon's been playing so well. I said, if they double him, which I can't remember if he was doubled in the game, I said, I'm going to try to hit it out there to the left. And sure enough, I think the returner was playing for a right punt, hit it great. And I don't know if he was scared to catch it or what, but it took a great roll and ended up being a huge play in the game. So
it was a huge play in the game. It was great. And it was also, I think, I'm not sure fans really get how windy Lincoln Financial Field is. If the whole game I was kind of checking the flags, and they were different from one time that I looked to the next time that I looked. What was the wind like on that kick?
It was a little right to left. I don't think it was so much maybe behind us, because I always check the flags in the north end zone. And usually they're blowing the opposite way that it is on the field. But it was actually a great win for a lefty, because actually the right to left kind of puts the ball right out where it needs to be. And it's just one of those ones I hit pure, and you really didn't even feel it. And a lot of times on those kicks, the ones that, you don't get them often, those big bombs, but when they come, they're nice, especially at that moment in the game. But, when I answered questions after the game, it was, I'm only one part of it, and it takes 11 to get that job done. And John's done a phenomenal job all year. He's an excellent snapper. The other guys out there that protect and go down and cover, it's definitely a unit, a team unit. And if they don't do their job, I can't do mine. So
it's interesting, Donnie, too, because usually when a punter is interviewed after a game, it's generally right. for the wrong reasons.
Right.
So you get reporters and then to win the game, just a great feeling all around after that moment. Going into the bye week, three wins and everybody chipping in.
Yeah, I definitely think it's a great momentum. We've built up some great momentum to enter this bye now. Guys will be able to go and get rested, kind of get away from it. And this is the latest bye I've had in my 10-year career. So I think at this time it's definitely needed. But also, I guess everybody understands that there's still a lot of work to be done. We can still improve in a lot of areas. And, even with me, I there was one punt in the game I mishit. I don't think I hit it very well. And you always strive for perfection. So that's something where I'll get a little bit of a break this week and then come back and be ready to roll for these next five.
What does a few days off do for you just in terms of coming back? Does your leg become a little bit more bouncy? I mean, do you feel a difference after a bye week?
No, I mean, I think my leg, I mean, really throughout the course of the season, I have enough time to recover. I think it's more just getting away from all aspects, mentally being able just to forget about football for a week, focus on other things, spending time with my family, and just kind of getting away and really doing a whole lot of nothing. So, kind of recharging mentally and then being ready to, come back and finish strong.
You've been around the league. You've been around locker rooms. You've been around winning teams. What's it like? How would you kind of assess what's happening here with the Eagles?
Oh, I think it's been great. I think, everybody is – first off, I think it's a great group, players and coaches. And, I think the staff's done an outstanding job preparing guys. I know especially I can speak for special teams because I'm in those meetings that Dave Phipps is probably the best special teams coach I've been around in my 10-year career. And him and Matt Harper do a phenomenal job of preparing guys, giving them the best opportunity to go out and be successful. And, he also – understands, I think there's a way of, making corrections and dealing with people. And he's been really good. For instance, we have a punt that maybe is not my best one in the game. Very supportive, and that helps, especially the punter kicker position where it can be mentally, it can be very fragile. And he does a phenomenal job of just being a good kind of support staff and also just preparing guys. So I feel that they do a phenomenal job.
Yeah, I gotta say, I actually enjoy watching punts because not only because I think you're a fine punter, but I love Brandon Boykin running down
as
phenomenal. A gunner. Rock Carmichael is doing a great job. Brad Smith now gets the chance to prove himself.
Right.
Everybody, they're going after it. And the net punting average is so impressive, highest ever so far in a season for the Eagles.
Yeah, it's definitely impressive, and I still think we can still build on it, still get better. But you know, I mentioned earlier, it's a team. Yeah. You know, and Brandon's made phenomenal plays all year. The guys inside Colt's a heck of a player. You know, all of them really. And you know, it takes 11 to be successful, and that's the thing. It's not just me. It's not just one person. So you know, I've got to give them a punt to cover. And they have to do their jobs as well. And like I said, I get real excited when I see Brandon going down there. You know, Brad Smith's done a good job. Rock, everyone. So it's and I get fired up. I run down there and I tell them, you know, good job. And you know, I think it's important because I'm fired up just as much as they are.
This team believes it can have a lot of success here these last five games.
Oh, I definitely think so. I think the morale is very good. I think, you know, like I said, we've built a lot of momentum. You know, but you can't let your guard down. You've got to stay focused and realize that. You know, basically, it's a day-to-day process, and you can't look too far ahead. You know, when you start doing that, then you lose, you know, focus of the task at hand. So, yeah, everything's out there. You know, everything that we talked about at the beginning of the season, goals we wanted to accomplish, it's still all there. And now I think the most important thing is to take this week, rest, and then get back, and then refocus when we come in and be ready to go against the Cardinals.
Well, enjoy the bye week, yeah. Donnie Jones.
Yeah,
thank you so much for
thank
joining
you.
Us
yeah,
here.
Appreciate it.
In studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.